Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Steve Scott, Producing Artistic Director at Dunes Arts Foundation. Firstly, congratulations. I understand this season is your 75th at Dunes Arts. And could you perhaps give us a brief history of the organization?
Oh, my goodness. It's got such a long and varied history. Yes, it is our 75th anniversary. And the Dunes for many, many years was a highly respected and very active community theater. And involved people from all over the Northwest Indiana area in its productions and various programs for kids. It's kind of changed identity several times since its founding, but we're kind of back with the original game plan. It's now a professional theater, but we are highlighting this year all of the wonderful things that the Dunes has meant to the community in Northwest Indiana. With some productions and some very, very special events.
And how long have you personally been involved with the organization?
I first got involved with the Dunes in 2018, although my husband and I have had a house about 10 minutes away from the Dunes for more than 30 years. But I first directed in 2018, and I became artistic director in 2021, just as we were coming out of the pandemic. So it's been a very interesting time.
And so what do you have planned for this celebratory season?
Well, we have our three main productions. The first is Death Trap, which is a well-known mystery by Ira Levin, which opens at the end of May. At the end of June, we're opening a wonderful Terrence McNally play called Frankie and Johnny and the Claire de Lune, about two kind of misfits in society who meet each other and find each other and form a bond that way. And then our musical this year is a really delightful and kind of subversive takeoff on Sesame Street called Avenue Q, which I'm sure many people know. But Avenue Q is kind of like Sesame Street for adults, kind of using the Sesame Street formula to kind of explore problems that people have in early and middle adulthood. It's also kind of subversively political, kind of talking about how we should really treat each other in our world. But I think the most exciting event in terms of the 75th anniversary is a concert version of Jesus Christ Superstar, which is the most popular play ever performed by the Dunes. It's been done, I'm not sure how many times, but almost a dozen times, I think, through the years. And what we're going to be doing is using some of the professionals that we've worked with in the last 4 or 5 years, and a lot of people from the community who were part of various productions of Jesus Christ Superstar when it was first done, kind of to celebrate not just the theater, but the whole community surrounding the theater. I think it's going to be a very, very exciting event, and I think a wonderful way to celebrate our diamond anniversary.
And where do your performers, your actors come from? How do you find them?
Oh, boy. We audition all over the place. We have live auditions in Michigan City and in Chicago, and a number, we have some actors from Michigan City and some from Chicago. We also accept audition tapes from around the country. So we have people coming in from Virginia and from New York and from all corners of the United States. And it's always an exciting mix to bring all of these various kind of regions together in our casting. And as a result, we've had some very, very exciting casts in the last few years. And I think this year is going to be no exception.
I think the Dunes area must be a very attractive for actors to come and spend a summer working. Could you say something about the sort of unique setting?
Well, it's kind of, for want of a better term, it's kind of like a summer camp, because we are on this beautiful plot of land in Michiana Shores with the theater, and there are seven cabins surrounding the theater where some of the artists who work at the theater live. And for many people who are especially located in cities, it's kind of the first time they've been really kind of out in the woods, experiencing nature and art at the same time. And it's wonderful to watch these kind of city dwellers get acquainted with, you know, the fact that deer are running past as they're sitting and drinking their coffee in the morning. Or, you know, it's just a bucolic in the best sense. And I think it's a very relaxing atmosphere, and it allows these artists to kind of do what they do best, which is to create exciting works of theater.
At the end of the season, you will have the fourth annual New Plays Festival.
Absolutely. Yes. We started the New Plays Festival several years ago, partially as a way to extend the season into September. But also, I realized that there were lots of writers in our area, writers of plays and writers of other things, that really didn't get a showcase for their work. So we started the New Plays Festival for writers in the Northwest Indiana, Southwest Michigan area. And we've had great success. We've premiered a number of very interesting works, some of them locally based, some of them kind of about larger themes than that. This year we had the first production of a play that that we premiered at our New Plays Festival, a play called Second Glance, which is now running at the Holdcraft Center in Michigan City. And it's really wonderful to give these writers a platform and to watch their works evolve as we're working on them and doing readings of them and hopefully taking some of them to full production. It's my favorite program at the Duke, quite frankly, and it's really opened my eyes to the plethora of talent in our area.
So how can listeners learn more about each of the performances on offer this season?
Well, basically, the easiest way to find out about the Dunes and to find out about all the things that we're doing is to go to our website, which is www.dunesarts.org. There you'll find a complete list of the activities that are being presented this year, and you can order tickets, you can give donations, because we're always looking for people who can support us in many ways, and get a real sense of the history of the Dunes. And it really is an important kind of mainstay of culture in our area. So I invite everybody to go to our website and read all about us.
Well, congratulations again on the 75th anniversary of Dunes Arts that's about to launch. I hope it's a terrific season for you.
And well, thank you very much. We're very excited about it.
Thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.